We bid farewell today to a glorious voice. Grace Bunbury has died at age 86. She was part of the first generation of black female opera stars, following Marian Anderson, along with Leontine Price and Jessie Norman. Bunbury was known for her wide range and distinct tone. Brandon Gates has our remembrance.
Grace Bunbury always knew she had it.
Either you have it or you don't, and it's not something that you decide upon. I think it decides for you.
The St. Louis native explained to NPR in 1990 her fate had already been decided. Initially not interested in opera, but rather classical music, and influenced by seeing Marian Anderson perform, she spent her childhood obsessed with music.
I knew I had to be a singer. That was what my life was all about. You see, up to that point, I was a piano student. I had studied piano from age of 7 until I was 15. But I wanted to definitely, seriously become a singer of classical music.
And Bunbury became a serious singer. In 1954, at age 17, she won a radio talent competition and a scholarship to study at a local conservatory. Because of segregation, she was not allowed to take classes with white students, but offered private lessons. Her international debut at the Paris Opera in 1960 was influenced by Jackie Kennedy. Bunbury performed as Amneris in Aida. Her triumph in Paris opened the doors to Bayreuth. There, at the festival, that's the spiritual home of Richard Wagner, Bunbury sang the role of Venus in a production of Tannhäuser in 1961. She was the first black person to sing at Bayreuth. Casting a black American as Venus instead of a Nordic blonde was met with skepticism and racism from opera purists and the German media. Bunbury ignored the controversy. Her performance was met with a 30-minute standing ovation, necessitating 42 curtain calls. But after great success as a mezzo-soprano, Grace Bunbury shocked the opera world by committing to singing mostly soprano in the 1970s.
I probably am the only singer ever in history to have made a career as a leading mezzo-soprano, I mean really a top career as a mezzo-soprano, and then all of a sudden in midstream to change to soprano.
She would toggle between both ranges over the rest of her 60-year career, says music professor Naomi Andre.
She sang between roles that one person normally doesn't always sing. And so her voice had this incredible smooth creaminess and strength in places where you wouldn't always expect in the same voice, an incredibly gorgeous sound.
That gorgeous sound was a sort of summoning for the next generation of black singers and performers. For NPR News, I'm Brandon Gates.